I'd like to tell you about a story, a moment of Jewish history, which is a poignant and painful moment, which tugs the heartstrings and brings to light a reality of Jewish history. Jacob, as we know, ran from his childhood home, ran from his parents, ran from his community, ran for his life, essentially, in order to escape his brother's wrath. And it's a difficult moment when his mother, who he loves so much, in Yaakov's life, if you study his relationships, the one who he really loved the most, right, was, he had the best relationship with his mom, Rivka. And his mom says, "You have to leave. Get out of here. Just get out of here." And he turns to mom. He says, "Mom, I want to stay home." He goes, No. You need to leave now because your life is in danger. So go. Just go to Laban's house. Go." "Yeah, but when am I going to come back?" He said, "Don't worry. I'll call you. We'll find you. We'll bring you back. Okay?" And it's a hasty and a hurried goodbye. And Yaakov leaves. And of course, he gets to his uncle's house, and he goes to Laban's house, and he marries his wives, and he has his children, and years begin to pass. 7 years, and then another 7 years, and then there's another 6 years, and Yaakov, after 20 plus years, he's been waiting to go home. He's in Chutz Laretz. He's just longing to be reunited, to go home. And finally, his journey home begins. It takes a very long time, and he has children with him, even longer. And he finally arrives back in Israel. And as he gets to Israel, he has difficulties which arise in Shechem. And finally, he's finally on his way back to see his parents. And as he pulls into town, he's so excited. There's finally going to be, you know, a moment of reunification. He's going to be reunited with his mom. He hears the news that his mom has passed away. That image, that story, touches us. I think to myself, gosh, Yaakov so badly wanted to be back together with his mother, who loved him. He was so waiting and looking forward to that moment, and that moment never came. And by the time he got home, his mom had already been buried. And if you stop and consider, you realize that conversation that happened so quickly when Rebecca, Rivka says, "Just go, I'll find you." That was their last conversation. That was the last time Yaakov ever saw his mom. Right? And that hasty goodbye was their last goodbye. Little did he know. And he conjures up an image, a painful image, a painful image in Jewish history. And it reminds me of a scene that Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau paints, I believe the end of his first chapter or section of his book, From the Depths. Rabbi Lau, as you know, was famously one of the youngest children to survive the Holocaust. He was, I think, 5 or 6 years old in Auschwitz. And they get to Auschwitz, and as we know, right, the way it worked was that children had no chance. And as they stood on the line, his brother, his older brother, got sent to the line of life, and his mom was on the line towards extermination. And little Yisrael little Yisrael called Lulik, that was his nickname, was with his mom. And they're standing online, advancing, advancing. And then, in the most painful experience of his life, Rabbi Lau describes very movingly what happened. His mom, as they were advancing towards the entrances, his mom took him and violently shoved him, pushed him hard across to his older brother. And Yisrael, little Yisrael, started to scream, "No! What do you mean? What are you doing? I'm with mom!" And mom says, "Go!" And he said, "What? Mom! What are you doing to me? Go! Go!" And she pushed him to his older brother, and his older brother takes him, and he's kicking and screaming, "Mommy! I want to go back to you! What are you doing?" And it was a moment of such extreme cruelty. His mother was torturing him. And that was the last time he saw his mother. And in the very last encounter, Mrs. Lau, may her blood be avenged, actually performed the greatest kindness. In her moment of her greatest cruelty to her son, performed the greatest kindness to her son. The greatest kindness, moments before her own death, to save little Yisrael. And look at the impact that made upon the world. That painful story, right, is simply an echo of the first galus of Yaakov running for his life. That story has been replayed in so many different ways over so many different centuries. And, of course, in hindsight, we learn and we can see. In hindsight, we can learn and see that those are the moments of the greatest kindness. So difficult to consider and think and feel that the moments of our greatest pain can actually be the moments of the greatest kindnesses that God or people can be doing for us. And this is something for us to think about in our own lives, in our own struggles. And a poignant expression of what Chazal call Ma'aseh Avos, Siman Labanim. This is, there's no happy ending. There's no happy ending here, right? This is the poignant, moving snapshot that unfortunately has been taken so many times throughout Jewish history. But it's our job to do ours. Right? And to take what we have and use the opportunities and push forward despite our difficulties. And please God, one day soon there should be the end of all our difficulties and the end of our tzaras and our galus.